I think this young lady's trying to make a point. Good morning, everyone.
I didn't quite understand. What point is he making?
Something about karma. I think. I don't know. I could be completely off base. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything puppy love. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Unsuccessful potty break that time, but oh well. Yeah. Even for me. Yeah. Oh well.
Oh man.
Yeah. I know. I tried. I have a more puppy coffee? On my. I know. Seriously, yeah. Lex. I know.
A more little coffee water.
Not for the puppy.
No, not for the puppy. I have my new puppy here today, and he's fascinated with Alexis and Holly. You can't. Let me see if I can move the camera, Lex. Look at him.
Oh, darling. Look
he's at just,
Joe in your
he's
face.
Just sitting.
Oh, he's just chilling.
Sitting in my, chilling on my lap.
No, little
nothing
blank.
Beats yeah. puppy love.
Oh. Nothing.
Like, you want to bite him and squeeze him.
I know. Like, Lex, you popped in my mind last night because somebody said cute aggression. And I said, oh, my God, I'm Alexis. I want to. And Lisa laughed at me because I said, I just want to eat him.
Yeah.
And Lisa goes, Jason, please don't eat him. And I said, I know. I said, but I do. I just want to stick him in my mouth.
Little love nibbles.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little.
I just want to eat
them. Soft bites, you know.
Soft bites. I just want to eat them. I just want to, like, and then well, Holly said, I want to call off dog. I want to call in dog. Mm-hmm. Just lay on the couch with him for 24 hours. Just snuggle with him. Anyway, enough about that. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here. It's April 16th, and we appreciate your attendance. Mm-hmm. Tell us everything, Lex. Tell us everything about the draft.
Yes! The WNBA draft was last night, and of course we're watching. And wow, it's really fun how they do that. You know, the team sits in the conference room, wherever they are, and then they call it in. And the moment the podium makes the announcement, and then the player, they don't say anything, but they get up and take a picture. Oh. They give them their new jersey or, you know, just congratulate. And everyone's dressed to the nines, looking fly. And there were a lot of fashions. I was like, wow, okay, get it. Angel Reese in particular.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark was wearing all Prada.
Prada, yes.
No, really?
Yes.
Get it,
yeah,
girl.
It was cute little, like, sparkly crop top and then the suit with the skirt. Oh, my gosh. Everyone looked great. And speaking of Caitlin Clark, guess who went the first round?
Caitlin Clark?
Actually, the first pick, even.
Really?
Caitlin Clark, yep. She will play for Indiana Fever.
Okay, now let me stop here and ask you, because I don't know a lot about the WNBA. It seems to me, was this expected, Lex? Was expected to go there? Okay, why?
Well,
can I ask why?
Well, they had the number one draft pick.
10-4.
And whoever was in that slot was going to pick her, no matter what.
Yeah.
They would be dumb if they didn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's also who you need on the team, but I mean, she's just it right now.
Yeah.
And she knows, too. I mean, the first thing she says was, you know, I'm very happy to be on the team. Make sure you get your tickets now because they're going to sell out. And she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
I would love to see what the season ticket or any of the tickets, if there's even any available at this point. But yes, no, they knew they had the pick. And what's so funny is that even before last night, the joke has always been, even the players on the team, like, huh, I wonder who we're going to pick. You know, just tongue in cheek, knowing it's Caitlin Clark, of course.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I love that. Hi, Indy. I love you. And what a great thing for downtown Indianapolis. That makes me so happy. All, you know, all Minneapolis, Indianapolis, all these mid-sized cities. We need these types of great things to bring people back downtown. I'm just very excited. Caitlin Clark is going to single-handedly be a boom for that economy. Oh. That's how great she is. Yeah,
absolutely. Now for our Minnesota Lynx in round one, we got eighth pick and Alyssa Peely, who's a forward from Utah, 6'2". Oh, she looked beautiful too. I mean, she's also just an amazing player, but you know, just so fun. So it's exciting to see her join our team. And then in round three, pick 31, we got Kiki Jefferson, a guard from Louisville.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was just a fun night. Gosh, it just was. It's so fun to watch. Guys or girls drafts. But.
Mm-hmm.
Lexa Lou, did the Lynx have a good season this past season?
Yeah.
They did? Okay.
Yeah, that's why, you know, pick eight. You know.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
There was one team that I felt like got a ton of picks. And that was the Vegas team. It was like, Las Vegas with their pick. Here's Las Vegas again with their pick. I think we watched maybe through the 30th pick. Okay. And then, you know.
I think it's so great.
Kid had to go to sleep.
The WNBA draft, this is one of the first times I can remember it being covered with such excitement and by so many outlets, you know?
Yes.
I just don't ever remember this type of hoopla over it.
Yeah, and I see what I you did there.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Tip your servers, please. Please. Tip them well.
Uh-huh. And Angel Reese, who plays for LSU, played for LSU, is going to Chicago Sky.
Oh.
Too, so.
That's what the team's called? Chicago Sky.
Yes.
The Chicago Sky. Okay. Well, good.
Which is great because Camila Cardoso, they're champions, she's also been picked by Chicago Sky. So that is going to be really fun to see. I wonder what their ticket sales are like, too.
Well, because I was just going to say, I really do wonder what tickets are like even already for the Fever. I wonder. They have to be just selling on the secondary market already for a lot of money.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Oh,
that's great. Oh, yeah. Bravo. Bravo,
and
bravo,
Cardoso
bravo.
Played, yeah, for the winning South Carolina Gamecocks. And she was picked third, so.
Don't know if I like that name, but okay. Well, I'm
not gonna... the coverage is so funny. Oh, my gosh. Why? Some of like, the veteran players, you know, of course, they'll comment. They'll be on the panel, and they're like, oh, the Cox did it again. Look at that. And then, over and over.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah, that's their name.
That's their name.
Don't
it's actually
email
a bird.
Us. That's a bird.
Oh, gosh. You know, Leslie Jordan.
Merv Pervs? What?
Not Leslie Jordan. Oh, my gosh. She was in the Ghostbusters. She's also
Leslie
SNL.
Jones.
Oh, okay. I said Jordy, but Leslie Jones. Yeah. She's always really fun to follow. Just her commentary on whatever. Well, during the draft, too, she was laughing. I was laughing at her because she was like, Gamecocks? What is that?
Can't wait for the new WNBA team, the Kansas City Blue-Footed Boobies.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh my god, that would be so cute. They could get such a good shoe endorsement.
Right.
Oh my gosh, get that Robin's egg blue. But a gamecock is a rooster.
Thanks for the clarification.
I just want to make sure.
Alexis, thank you for that.
I just put that out there because Leslie was like, what is that? Everyone was like, hello. Oh man.
Mm-hmm. All sorts of animals can be turned into seventh grade jokes, you know, for sports teams. I mean, don't blame us.
Yeah.
That's who they named it.
Blame the animals.
Blame the Gamecocks and the Basket Beavers and the whatever. Yeah, the Fever. You know, Michael Che made a joke that that's what he gave people in Purdue University. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, Michael Che. You know, he's really probably like that in real life. I think he's just probably like a little bit of a womanizer. I just had that funny feeling. That he's, I think there's a grain of truth in there. I think in his 20s, he was a player. I bet. And he's kind of said that in his comedy act. So,
yeah.
I still like him, though. I love him and Che, or I love him and Colin.
They're so funny.
They're
together.
So good. Hey, everybody. Listener rewards are red hot. Red hot. You can enter to win an aesthetic skincare bundle from One Agora Integrative Health. Or get a catering package from Taze, right?
Nailed it.
Taze Fresh Mediterranean. Plus, we've got movie
Nailed
passes.
It.
Thank you. I know. I look at Holly for verification because we had to check. Plus, movie passes to an early screening of Challengers. Get registered right now at mytalk1071.com or our app. We have some TV talk when we come back. Back in a moment. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Every month, there's a new group of specials, and this month is no different. And this special is all about Botox. Now, you know Botox is a brand, and Dysport is a brand. They both basically do the same thing. I've had both. I love both for different reasons. Let me talk first about Botox. In the month of April, if you do 48 units of Botox, you're going to get 10 free. That's right. Or if you do 120 units of Dysport, you're going to get 25 free. Now, it has to be done on the same appointment, and you can't combine this with any other offer. However, if you are in the market right now for Botox or Dysport, this is the time. This special will vanish at the end of April. So if you're sitting in the car and you've heard this commercial and you've thought about it, get off the fence, because this special will disappear. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Follow them on Instagram for all the latest specials.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything bologna sandwiches on Wonder Bread. Quality sandwich.
Yeah, and think about that for a second. Yeah, yumbo.
Yeah, yumbo.
Don't know if I can eat like that anymore, but you know,
those days are long gone.
Long gone.
Yep.
Long gone. Oh. Hold on just a second. I had a little little puppy spit up here.
Ugh. Get a towel.
Okay. Oh. Well, there we go. You know, bound to happen. There we go.
When do dogs get neutered? Is that soon, or is it 12 weeks?
That's a really good question. Huh. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Huh.
Quick Google.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure when that happens, but... we'll see. Are you going to Google that?
Six mm-hmm. to 9 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay. May be appropriate. However, a larger or giant breed may need to wait until they are over 12 to 18 months, according to the American Kennel Club.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So I have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of time. I know. I had to put him down. By the way, I had my new puppy in the studio with me. That's why. And now he's just staring at me like, why did you put me down? Well.
Oh, my gosh. Is everyone over there going crazy?
Just nuts. Like, yeah, just can't. He doesn't have a free moment. Oh. Everyone just wants to do an Alexis and just eat him. Just open your mouth.
It's pupdemonium over there.
Pupdemonium. Absolute pupdemonium. Come here, Milo. Come here. Come here. Hey, come here. Little boob tube bonanza. So, Lex, have you been watching any more of Elsbeth?
I watched the first one, absolutely loved it. I did not know it came back, so no.
Oh, okay.
How many episodes are we in after this?
There's like first? Four. There's Ooh. Like four available.
Oh, I'm behind, really behind. Okay.
You're behind. Here's this, you know, we do this for you, my talkers. We sometimes do like a mid-season check-in. We'll review the pilot mid-season, and sometimes if we're still with it, we'll do a wrap-up of the whole season.
Well, and this was the danger of what they did, is that Elsbeth, they dropped the pilot.
Thank you.
And then waited weeks.
Thank you.
And now, I guess it's back.
It's Whoops, back.
Surprise!
It's and, back.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
And Colin and I both feel the same way. I think it worked for Columbo, but... the format of Elsbeth is they reveal who the killer is at the beginning. Like, you see the murder happen, and okay. then Elsbeth tries to catch them and or figure it out. Now, I'm left with that format, and I trust Michelle and Michael King. Not Michael, yeah. I trust the Kings, Robert King. They created The Good Wife, The Good Fight, Evil. They're masters of network television. But I question this format because as a viewer, there's not a lot of suspense. You know that you know that Elsbeth is going to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're not quite sure what you're waiting for in the hour.
So it's the way she figures it out, though.
Is
does
fun.
It feel MacGyver-y and cool?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, it does. So there's a little bit of it. There is enjoyment of that. Now, I'm going to pause and say, please don't misread my criticism here. Mm-hmm. Do I still enjoy it? Yes. Am I still going to watch it? Heck yes. Do I love Carrie Preston? I want to use a bigger cuss word there. Yes. I love this character.
Yeah.
I just don't know if this format is sustainable.
Well, part of the charm of Columbo was that it was fairly infrequent and it centered around celebrity guests.
Yeah.
Mm. And seeing folks yep. that you wouldn't normally see on television necessarily be in a Columbo made for TV movie. A lot of those were made for TV movies.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I like it. Capital L like it. I don't love it yet. And I'm going to be very curious, Lex, what you think when you consume, you know, episodes 2, 3, and 4. I have yet to watch 4. But the third one was a takeoff of the Real Housewives franchise, where one of the kind of the Jill Zarin or the Kyle Richards is killed. And Jesse Tyler Ferguson is playing the Andy Cohen type. So the casting's great. Linda Lavin is in the second episode. Alice. Hello, Alice. So just like The Good Wife, the casting's really good. It's just the format leaves me a little thirsty for more, a little hungry for more. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Well, watch and let me.
Yeah.
Don't let me spoil it. No, it's just, yeah.
Yep. No, you know, I'm definitely going to go back because you're right. I loved the pilot. I love this character just from the get, from The Good Wife. And
yeah.
So, yes.
You'll probably like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Will Trent lately. So I need to get off that train for a second.
Look at you. Hulu loves you, Alexis. I don't know if they told you lately, but Hulu loves you.
thank you.
You can watch Elsbeth on Paramount Plus and Will Trent.
Yes.
On Hulu.
Hulu and ABC Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yep.
When we come back, a little game, Marketplace Prices.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, everyone. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for making us part of your day. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. As they said in War Games, shall we play a game, Holly?
Yeah, we should play a game, and that game is Marketplace Price is Right.
Woo!
This is where Jason and Alexis go head-to-head, guessing the actual retail price of items up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. And yes, these are actual listings. And if you are so enticed, you could actually go and buy them yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
People got a lot of stuff for sale.
Right.
A lot of things. Yeah, just a lot of things. So let's start with our first thing, guys.
Okay.
Love it.
Jason and Alexis, this is your first Marketplace Prices Right item up for bid this morning. And we're going to start with a lovely item that you can wear. Two neon light up red cowboy hats for rave party.
Yes.
All right.
Get ready for your summer rave with two neon cowboy red light up neon cowboy hats. Use two AA batteries for 8 hours of use. Never used. Bright light and three light settings, steady, slow blink, and rapid blink, and water resistant, selling as a pair. Jason and Alexis, these two neon cowboy light up red cowboy hat rave parties could be yours if The marketplace price is right. We're going to start with Jason this morning. What say you for these two neon cowboy light up red cowboy hats rave party?
$19.99
says Jason.
I'm guessing they're plastic, huh? $20, Holly.
$20, Alexis, doing the old Price is Right, and good for her.
Because I was going to guess $30. Is that closer?
They're actually going for $40.
$40?
Yeah, at a discount. The original asking price, $80. Wow. Now you can get them half off.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That seems very expensive. It is. Rave hats.
Yeah, it is very expensive. But you know what? You can always negotiate. All right. Yeah. Well, Alexis got the cowboy hats. Let's see who is going to get our next item up for bid on Marketplace Price is Right. Jason and Alexis. It's a Dachshund jewelry box.
Oh, cute.
Yes. It's in a used good condition. Real nice doxy storage / jewelry holder. Jason and Alexis, this gently used Dachshund jewelry box could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Alexis, we're going to start with you. How much for this Dachshund jewelry box?
This was a shape, huh?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a painting of it, one?
It is a square jewelry box with embellished Dachshunds, one looking forward, one looking to the side.
Oh, how cute is that? I'm going to say $12, Holly.
$12, says Alexis. Jason.
$30.
$30. Well, Alexis coming through again.
Oh, what?
This Dachshund jewelry box retailing for $15.
Ah.
See, I thought it was way fancier than that.
It's kind of chipped on the side, Jason.
Oh, okay.
It is
details.
Yeah, it is gently used. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I will still enjoy my wiener dog jewelry box.
That's right. Please enjoy and keep your precious moments and your keepsakes in that box. All right. Well, can Alexis make it a hat trick on Marketplace Prices Right, or will Jason come through?
I better get come here on this one.
By winning our next item up for bid, Jason and Alexis. It's a Cal Spa hot tub.
Woo!
Whoa.
A three-person Cal Spa hot tub spent its life inside, except the last year and a half on our patio. Buyer responsible for moving moved to front driveway for ease of pickup. Now, if you want to view it, you got a direct message, but the dimensions are 65 inches wide, 84 inches long, and 36 inches high. It's heavy. It's approximately 11 years old, 9 years inside, and 1.5 outside, running and full. We used it year-round. Now, Jason and Alexis, this used, good condition Cal Spa hot tub could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Yeah, Jason, what say you on this used Cal Spa hot tub?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say
$1,000. $1,000, says Jason. Alexis.
$1, Holly.
$1. Jason, congratulations. No, wait.
What?
Wait, you said $1,000.
He said $1,000.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Alexis gets it.
Oh, okay.
No.
The benefit of going second.
What?
$850.
Oh. Well, they said they used it, what, like a decade? Is that what you said?
They used it for a decade.
Oh, yeah. That feels too much. $800.
That is
year round for that long.
It's been around for that long. And quite frankly, guys, I can't confirm whether or not it's clean.
Yeah, because I would have guessed like $200.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the,
I don't know how much, actually.
What's the going price for a hot tub these days?
Yeah.
I think it's like $3,000 or $4,000. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I always kind of lump hot tubs and water beds kind of into a similar cultural genre.
Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah. Hold on. Uh-huh. Average price for I need
like an accessible one because I'm actually in the market for one.
Anywhere.
Well, Alexis.
Lex, right there.
Maybe not an old one like that though.
Yeah.
I got to get it to California too.
Oh, okay.
You can get one for like $2,500. But they range, $4,000. You can get into the $8,000 range. They really vary. But the lowest I'm finding is the 2 to 3 range.
$2,000 to $3,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know, because mm-hmm. it is one of those things where it's like, gosh, when was the last time I was in a hot tub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love sticking mm-hmm. my hands in them at the state fair. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got ours. One. So, yeah, you probably use it a lot more.
Yeah, you guys have it in a convenient location where it's just like, boop, boop, hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if that swinging bachelor that owned the place before we had it, if he hadn't put it in there, I wouldn't have had one. You know, my in-laws have one and I love it. But, yeah, I just lucked out that we had a swinging bachelor who basically turned that condo into Studio 54. So,
yeah. It's like hot tubs and boats. Mm-hmm. Don't want to own them, but love it when your friend has it so you can come over and use it. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Or hotel life.
Oh,
yeah. In San Antonio.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, yeah. Get that jet right in that crevice.
Oh, yeah.
Lex, was that when the Alamo was closed on the one day that you were there?
Sadly.
That's right. Okay. No.
We couldn't find the basement.
No.
We couldn't go looking for it.
Yeah.
That was so weird. Yeah, it's open every single day.
Mm.
Except the day we went.
Yep. Hashtag true story.
Let's do another item up for bid. Jason and Alexis, we're playing Marketplace Prices Right. These are actual items you can buy locally on Facebook Marketplace. Jason and Alexis are seeing if they can win them in their mind. Let's do our next item up for bid. We're going luxury this time with a 2024 Tesla Cybertruck Foundation Series.
Oh, Cybertruck.
A Cybertruck.
Whoa, Transformer. Oh, looking.
A brand new Tesla Cybertruck Foundation Series. Picked it up today, but won't fit my family at this time as I needed a third row brand new. 30 miles on this Tesla Cybertruck, that is it, and apparently can't fit the kids in the back of a Cybertruck, but what can you fit in the back of it, Jason and Alexis? You can find out if the Marketplace Price is Right on this 2024 Tesla Cybertruck Foundation Series.
Oh, man.
Who starts off?
Do I go first?
Jason, why don't you start, please?
Oh, Jason, okay. Mm-hmm.
$80,000.
That's exactly what I was going to guess, Jason. But that really was the number I was going to say.
Are we both
over?
You're both way, way under because the actual retail price is $149,900.
What?
What?
Wow. Does this one do your laundry too? Is that the price of a Cybertruck right now?
It better come with a hooker.
Wow.
Permanent robot hooker.
A permanent.
Well, I was just going to say it's going to be a very tiny hooker because apparently you can't fit a lot in the Cybertruck.
That is insanity.
Wow.
Fits five people. But it is for sale right now. You go on Facebook Marketplace. You want a Cybertruck.
Wow.
To park next to your DeLorean. Go ahead.
I guess because there's not a lot of them out right now. So you can't ask that, even if you've only paid $100,000 for it.
Uh-huh.
That is ridiculous.
Wow. Maybe got all the bells and whistles, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a commode in there.
Girl, it better have, Holly mentioned it better have a waterbed in there.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
And a stylist and a chef.
Mm-hmm. Masseuse.
Ooh. Oh, how nice would that be?
Yeah, even just some magic fingers in the driver's seat. That's okay.
Take any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Robot life. Yeah. Wow. All right.
Well, congratulations. No one actually won anything in Marketplace Price is Right. But again, these are all actually for sale in the Twin Cities metro area. So if you're in the market for a waterbed, a Tesla Cybertruck, or a Dachshund jewelry box. We've got price points for everybody.
Literally, yeah.
Marketplace Price is Right.
And don't forget to have your pet spayed or neutered, everybody.
That's
bye-bye.
Right.
Uh-huh. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis has a message for Conan O'Brien.
Yes!
Plus, you'll never guess who's 18. Stay with us. We're going to do tonight is with the puppy. I'm not in the mood to cook. I'm going to run to Red. Hey, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They are open. You know, they close on Mondays, Red Rabbit and Red Cow, but they are now open. And if you are heading to downtown Minneapolis for the last few days of The Lion King, get to downtown early. Maybe you're going for a concert. Make a whole evening of it and run to the North Loop right there in the shadow of the theater district and get my favorites at Red Cow. First, when you think of the cow, you think of burgers. So, of course, get my favorite, the double barrel. Love it. Pair it with those tater tots or their truffle fries. But start with my favorite app. I have two of them, the homemade chips and dip, the award-winning chips and dip, and their newest, the crispy peanut shrimp. I know you're thinking, what? Trust me, they're one of my favorite appetizers that Red Cow has launched, truly. So get to downtown and run to Red. RedCowMN.com for a full menu, including their happy hour menu. Run to Red this week. And welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Complete with a puppy, a fourth person, a fourth thing on the show.
Right, Milo?
Right, Milo is always welcome.
Right, Milo?
You like Aunt Alexis and Aunt Holly, don't you? You were staring at him in that commercial break.
Just chilling out.
I'm not joking, guys. He's so freaking calm. Oh. He's literally sat on my lap this entire show.
Oh.
And has barely moved, only when I take him up potty. But he's just a good boy.
He's gentle and sweet.
Yes, just such a good boy. Now he's curled up. Welcome back to the show. Oh, yeah, you can see his little head on my...
Yeah.
He's just all curled up. Aren't ya, little boy? Welcome back to the show. Okay, what do you want to say to Conan?
Okay, Conan O'Brien, first of all, thank you. Because he, I think, has come up with such an awesome travel show idea. And I really hope the person that he pitched it to says yes. Ooh. So, Jake Tapper, he was moderating an event.
Jake Tapper.
He's awesome, yes. And this event was called Globetrotting and Podcasting, Conan O'Brien's Life After Late Night TV. So he talked about his TV show, O'Brien Must Go, podcasting, all of the things. And he also shared, because he has a production company, that he's constantly pitching ideas to people he think would be great to do a series with Team Coco.
Okay.
And one of the ideas he pitched to Lisa Kudrow, who they used to date, actually, from 1988 to 1993.
They're dear, dear, dear friends.
And
yes,
they are dear friends. And he said on this panel that he has pitched Lisa Kudrow many times a travel show that's just very her. He says she travels the world, but she never leaves her hotel room.
What?
And she's always wearing a big robe and sipping on a smoothie. And he wants to capture that. She'll travel to these amazing places and just stay in her hotel room. Now, I don't know if the idea is like this is what, you know, naturally she wants to do, or if they're pushing her out into the wild to experience something. But either way, it's going to be great. Can you just imagine? Let's make this happen.
Not only, even if this particular concept doesn't happen, he is so onto something. If there is a actress that I would love to see in the reality TV space, it's Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
Right, you guys? I'm serious.
Oh, yes. This is genius.
This is genius. I don't care what she does. She could clean. She could, you know what I mean? Use her favorite, pick out her favorite cleaning products or her favorite Chinese restaurants or go to different gyms or, I don't know, different spas or whatever. Like Conan said, go to different, whatever Lisa Kudrow wants to do and bring us with, I am down. She can make paper airplanes. I'd watch her.
Yeah. In her hotel room.
I guess people would come in, show her pictures of the amazing part of the world that she's in. And she's like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to watch 16 Candles now. Every now and then she'll go out, but she'll just stay in the SUV that's taken her around. He pitched it to her. She was laughing. She's like, yeah, okay, I can do that if that's what you want to see. It's like, yes, we want to see that.
Which makes me think. This is probably part of her personality.
Oh.
I bet she's kind of a hermit or very introverted. I can see that with Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And you just get to have some time to yourself.
Yep.
In amazing spaces.
Oh. Yeah. Lex, I'm so glad you brought this. Come on, Conan.
Yeah. Come on, Lisa.
Bring her to the company.
Oh, he's been pitching it, I guess, multiple times, and she's always said, nah, I'm good. But yeah, maybe by putting it out there like this.
Yeah.
Genius.
Or just, yeah. I would like any, you know what I would like?
What's that?
I would like a camera in Courtney Cox's house to record her dinner parties.
Yes, and the concerts that happen.
Yeah, because I guess Courtney throws legendary dinner parties on Sundays.
Yeah.
You don't have to record all of them, Courtney, but could you give us a few? I just want to see a couple of them. Howard Stern's
talked
about
them.
Maybe
just a group picture.
Yeah.
You know, just start, and then we'll slowly ease into video.
Oh, okay. I was like, I want a little bit more than that, Lex.
Just put a camera on the floor, and we can just watch legs go by.
And guess who the shoes are?
Guess it's celebrity legs.
Yeah. Oh, look. That's Seinfeld's loafers. Those are Seinfeld Skechers.
Yeah, his dad pants.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, those are Will Ferrell's Birkenstocks. Yeah.
Because doesn't she have a rocker boyfriend?
Yes.
And so, yeah, then they'll play, they'll eat, they'll play, mm-hmm. they'll jam out. Oh, what fun.
They're dear friends with Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran in a reality space, too? Come on. Anyway,
yeah,
sorry, now I'm just dreaming.
Space. Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm just dreaming.
Huh.
Yeah, out of all the friends,
yeah,
she would. Kudrow is the one, and Courtney. I love Courtney. And I love her. And I love her home products. I'm obsessed with her home products is a better way to phrase
she
it.
She has home products?
Don't get me started, because the rest of the show will be me talking about.
Where do you buy them?
You can buy them online.
Oh.
Or you can buy them at Laundry Guy Store, Alexis.
Oh, Patrick has them?
Oh, at Mona
Patrick
Williams?
Has them, yeah, exclusively. He made them promise he would be the exclusive. So he is the only place in Minnesota where you can get them in a retail store.
Oh.
And let me warn you in advance, they are pricey. However, as Patrick recommends,
quality.
The trick is it's quality, Lex, and you use less of it, so it actually lasts a very long time. They're all natural. The vessels, the actual bottles and candles are so beautifully designed, you want to leave them on your counter, and that's what we do. And Courtney Cox did this, and the name, Home Court, isn't that a great name? Home Court.
Yeah.
Huh. All of the scents are amazing. I personally love the mint one. And yeah. And if you love rose, their rose smelling one is the most realistic rose smelling anything that I've ever put in my nostrils. And I didn't put it in my nostrils like cocaine. I'm just saying, you know, sniffed.
You took a huff.
Oh, that's what I thought you did. Yeah.
No, I didn't do it like cocaine, but yeah.
Just like smash it up with your credit card and then just.
Yeah. Yeah. My Diners Club, Holly.
Yeah.
No, called Home Court.
Look at that.
Lex. The smells. Oh, I listen to me. I can't even. They're so good. They're all the candle. There isn't really a scent that I don't like. I think there's like 4 or 5 scents. They're all really good.
Wow.
And you can support Patrick. Go to Mona Williams at Mall of America and pick up some oxygen bleach.
Oh, yeah.
He recommends that for everything. He told me a trick yesterday.
What's that?
I could not believe.
What is it?
Well, and my friend Lisa was like, oh, I know that one. Do you know how to get ink out of something? Like, Lex, see your twins thing you're wearing right now?
Yeah, yeah.
What if Holly got aggressive and mm-hmm. poured ink on you? Like, Holly was just like, you know what, Lex? Here's some ink.
Yeah, I was writing with my quill pen and then, oops, yeah. It's all over you.
Oh, exactly. No, what am I going to do? Is it Dawn dish soap?
No, it's rubbing alcohol.
Oh, that makes sense.
I did not know that, though.
Huh.
He's like, yeah, it's completely, you wouldn't think it is, but it's completely color safe.
Oh, wow.
And then the other tip that I was just like, my jaw was agape. If you have a pair of jeans and you do not want them to fade anymore, because you know how you get that perfect tint or that perfect fade and you don't want the color to go away, soak them in salt water overnight. And it'll lock in whatever the shade is right now in your jeans. And it works for polos, but you soak them overnight in salt water.
Interesting.
Oh,
what's the ratio of water and salt?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask that.
Is it just like a tablespoon?
I
mean, it's not a ton of salt.
Yeah, it's not a ton of salt.
Okay.
But it locks in the shade of denim.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact.
I love him. no matter what you're trying to get out blood, you know, if you're trying to clean up a murder scene,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, not that any of you are, well, but if you are, I mean, you could be, just don't tell us. Patrick has a solution for you.
He sure does.
When we come back, whether we want it or not, the train will arrive.
We're finding that, love.
I don't know if that's what's on this train, Lex, but we'll see. We'll ask the conductor. Second Chance Romance, plus the Dirt Alert and more Boob Tube Bonanza. So please, please, I know you're tempted to leave, but don't. Just stay right where you are. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, JTRRoofingInc.com. I just went there right now. Beautiful after pictures. Now, some of the four before are pretty funky funk, but that's why you go to them. If you're having issues with your roofing specifically, they can install any material, asphalt, shingles. You have to be careful saying that. Cedar shakes, metal, slate, and more. Of course, any kind of storm damage that you may have. They are happy to work with your insurance company as well and have lots of experience because they've been live and local since 1992. They can help with other outdoor projects too. Your siding, gutters, soffit and fascia, window installation. Of course, they can do that on your home, your business, a multi-housing service. They serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. They helped us with our soffit and fascia, and we needed help. So grateful. Mention me or my talk to save $1,000. Go to JTRRoofingInc.com.